Ladies and gentlemen, it's unavoidable, it's inescapable, it's Thursday, it's that man again. Time cannot wither nor custom fail his infinite variety. And who is it who ne'er o'erstepped the boundaries of propriety?
Pray silence for that grandiloquent gas bag, that imponderable impresario, the right ramshackler, Tommy Hanley.
Hello, folks. Have you seen the new birthday honors? My friend the Colonel got the double X with bar, and I got the LMS third class with the refreshment room. Well, I'm sorry I've had to refuse so many of your applications to stay at my hotel. But at present, accommodation is absolutely cut to the cubicle. My utility beds are a great success. No one can sleep in them, so they get up early and I let the room to somebody else. I save laundry, too, by using paper sheets. You read while you sleep while you turn. And they're very handy if you have to tear out a bed quickly. Well, now I must consult my floor manager regarding tonight's booking. Send in Signor Soso, will you?
Ah, Mr. Hotel Bar.
You're quick. Were you listening at the keyhole?
Yeah.
Sure, that's what I had it made for.
Oh, Mr. Handel Key, I am your devoted slave.
Devoted slave? I must laugh at you sometime.
So you have promoted me to be your flower manager.
Flower manager? Oh, it's you that's been putting Marge in the buttercups.
I will take complete charge of your indoor stuff.
Listen. I look after the ladies, thank you. How many maids have you?
I have 20, all willing and ready made.
Ready made? Well, save me two with side pockets.
Ah, but in charge of them, I will have a housekeeper.
Kipper? Well, put it in the goldfish, will you?
No, I mean a real housekeeper.
Oh, have you?
To that Mrs. Mop, you must give the bag.
The bag? What, to put her combings in?
I do not like her combings or her going. The bag she must get.
Well, that's two bags. You only want one more for game. You mean the sack. I can't do that.
She's what you call a noisy poker.
Noisy poker? Well, that's what the band play in the intervals.
She has a finger in every cake.
Is she really? Well, that's useful for pointing out the currants. No, Mrs. Mop must stay. Now, see that every room has every comfort and refer all complaints to me.
Mr. Endeldor, through your word is my band. I will promise your guest all the conveniences.
Well, that's very Vesuvius of you. Here's the great lad, Ardenia. Now, what else must I do to improve the whole comfort of this hotel? Hello?
Thank you, Gorham.
Oh, yes, you can bring your own. Well, you better wrap it up. No, I don't think they'll let you take it on a tram. You can't bring it in the front entrance. Take it round the back. Fancy, he wants to bring his own bag of rice with him. Well, my organization's perfect here. Absolutely. What's all this? Is the place on fire, or is everybody going to bed on bicycles? Oh, here he is.
Oh, that's the best one yet.
What?
Can you hear the bell?
Well, who are they ringing for, me and my gal? What is this, Tris? Another of your comicalities?
Yes. I changed all the numbers on the bedroom doors. Oh, it's a riot.
Well, I must get to the bottom of this. Lift to the top.
Excitement?
Well, that'll do for a start. Now, what's going on here?
How dare you enter my apartment, you horrible man!
Your apartment? Oh, she's down my own room?
I know your thoughts. I've got your number.
No. Now, let me straighten this out. What's your number, sir?
99, and it's been changed to 66.
99 changed to 66. Well, stand on your head.
Hey? Oh.
Now, what is it?
99!
Well, what are you arguing about? Well, now, folks, I'm just reorganizing the accommodation. Now, sort yourselves out.
I'll kill that comical, Chris.
Now, who are singles and who are doubles?
Did I hear you say doubles, Henry?
Well, talk of the prop. It's a swallow's return. I was alluding, Colonel, to double rooms.
Double rums, very warming. I don't mind if I do.
Well, I do mind if you don't. Now, I've got a motto for you.
I hope it's amusing.
Well, it's all about boozing.
Tell me the worst, sir.
Well, here it is. A drink in time saves one over the egg.
Excellent motto.
Well, don't return brothel. I believe he's running a Wings for Whiskey Week. Well, now, I've got a very big idea. I'll dress the orchestra in the uniforms I got from that Italian company that's packed up in Africa. They can play in the entrance hall. It'll drown the complaints of the customers.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
Boss, that band's busting out in bright blue bloomers with beige blazer, bedecked with brass buttons, a big black one, daisy belt, brown boots, and brick band bowlers.
I know that, Sam, but what are they wearing?
Uniforms, boss.
Oh, go and take a running jump at yourself.
Okay, boss.
By Jove, he's done it. Did you hurt yourself, Sam?
Yeah, boss.
Well, next time, take your shoes off.
You sent for me, Tommy.
Oh,
how do you like the new uniform?
Good heavens, you look like a Turkish tram conductor. Go on, say Fez, please. Well, what music have you got to go with that get-up?
An Arthur Sanford arrangement.
Arthur Sanford? Didn't he used to have his own band?
Did he?
Yes, he used to play in the interval of football matches. Many a penny I've thrown in his sheet. What's the tune?
The keel row.
I'd rather have the cod row. Well, play, Charlie.
Thank you.
Well, it's a great success having the band in the foyer. 17 purses and half a dozen wallets pinched so far.
Excuse, please, mister.
I thought you'd gone to Bolton for the Battle of the Black Puddings. Didn't I tell you you couldn't peddle in this hotel?
Oh, please. I got a license from Chief Cop to peddle in pub.
You know, every time you come in here, a camel leaves town. Now get out.
Oh, please, mister. I sell you spray. Very sneezy. Good for fleasy.
Good for fleasy. All right, well, try it on those dogs over there. You have just been listening to Fleas You Have Loved by Alsatian. Now, I don't want your spray. It's too squirty, too dirty.
Oh, no lucky. Oh, crikey.
You fail, no sale.
Rad, I go, I come back.
I wonder if he's got a creamy center. Well, now, I've got two charming girls that sell flowers and cigarettes. They're frightfully well-bred and don't give a sausage. Here they come. Now, listen.
20 raspers, please.
I recognized him the moment he came in, darling.
I beg your pardon?
I was talking to my friend.
Ah, but he's too handsome to live, Mother.
A packet of 20, please.
Of course, darling. I always loved his voice on the air.
Yes, but, my dear, I always thought he was a fair man.
Cigarettes, please.
I wonder if he's married, darling.
Ah, but that terrible woman couldn't possibly have been his wife, Mother.
What you two girls want is a good sound.
Kirsty!
Excuse me, sir. Could you oblige me with a cigarette?
Hang it all, sir. That's what I've been trying to buy. I'm dying for a smoke.
Well, I know a fellow with a two-stem pipe. Let's go and see if he's out.
Jackson?
Oh, there you are, Mr. Hanging Fence.
Hanging Fence?
I have just found out that for the bed, there are not sufficient bolsters.
Oh, I see.
Bolster.
I see, that's right. Well, why do you want poultices?
No, not poultices. Bolster.
All right, so I'll get you some more matches.
Thanks.
Guns. Sam, go out and get two bibs.
Sure, boss.
Now, don't you start. Any new arrivals, Sam?
There's one asking to see you.
Well, send him in. He probably wants to buy the hotel, so I'd better scent the cabbage water. Now, put a dentist in the vestibule to make a good impression.
Oi, mate. What about your band, eh?
Now, go away, Clarence. They aren't open for society engagements.
Now, listen, they ain't open for anything if you don't pay for them blinking instruments.
How dare you? Bursting in here and shouting at the top of your voice like Richard Goulden. I assure you.
Here.
What?
You never paid the first blinking installment. I want them back, see, mate?
Well, I must see my solicitor. Peacock, 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 and boiling fowl. Anyway, those instruments are not here.
Oh, yes, they are, mate. They was playing in your lands 3 minutes ago, and old Charlie Shevel was conducting.
See? Well, you're quite mistaken. He may have had a stick in his hand, but he was going out for a walk.
I got to get them back. See?
Now, look here, Clarence. I'll be free in a minute, and I'll prove you're wrong, see? So just wait outside, will you? See?
Now, no monkey business, mate, or else. See?
Who's Elsie? Sam, sit down to Charlie Shadwell and tell the band to put on those gypsy togs I got in part exchange for my mink Dickie.
Oh, I get you, boss.
And tell Charlie to go in the phone box and put two rings through his ears.
Even then he won't look like a gypsy, boss.
Ah, well, Romany wasn't built in a day. This is a nice kettle of drums, as if I didn't have enough on my hands. Now come with me, Clarence, and you'll see who's right, see? Now this way through the cocktail bar, see?
So you have the secrets to seltzer.
Seltzer? A little splash is very refreshing. A large whiskey.
Two whiskeys, please.
Well, I'll walk through the west wall. Why, the Colonel's cornered my favorite spy. I hope he remembers about Careless Cork.
So, Colonel Chimstrap, you were in the army, eh?
Wang, I'd love to crack a bottle.
Timber, this man has a thirst.
Thirst, all for you.
Heil Hitler.
Lysus Bittler.
Any littler. Now, may I join you, gentlemen?
Ah, the good country. Hawk.
Hawk, ah, my favorite tipple. Lovely stuff, this.
To the Reich,
I must type.
Mind my bike. The next part of the program follows immediately.
Hey, boss.
What?
Boss, there's a lady outside with a baby in a pram.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Well, the baby says he knows you, boss.
Knows me? All right, send it in.
There he is, darling.
Hello, baby. What have you got to say to me? It's a lie. I never touched your sponge cake. Take him away, Pram's bottom. Trying to pin things on me.
Oi!
What?
What about this blinking band?
Oh, the band.
It's okay, boss. They're all tugged up as jippos.
Good work, Sam. This way, please. That was Gypsy Pongo and his tow-made orchestra. You see, Clarence, it's not Charlie Shadwell. You haven't seen him about here, have you, Porter? Say no.
Yes, he was here about... Oh, let me see, about...
Oh, yes. About a week ago. He said he was going out for...
Never came back.
Oh.
Well, he used to disappear like that when he was playing at...
Leapfrog, that's right, yes. He said he was just off to the...
Always going somewhere. Very fond of his what-suit, he was.
Yeah. That was half his trouble. Always falling out of the...
Yes, right into the...
Poor old Charlie. Poor old Charlie. I wish I could remember his first name. Nice fella. Nice fella we got in charge of the band now, though. Name of,
Charlie. No, it wasn't, no. He was very good at the old so-and-so.
Oh,
wasn't
he? Yes. Wonderful when he plays on his... I had it under my chin the other night, but...
Oi!
What?
What was all that in aid of, eh? I ain't satisfied. See?
Yeah, what was that? Don't you know? Well, I'll tell you. Just under my other band. You like to hear it?
Not off, I wouldn't. See?
Not off, you will, I don't see. There you are. The gesticulated with Paula Green.
Hello, Mr. Handley. Like a bit of swing?
No, thanks. I've just been on one with the kids on the recreation ground.
Oh, Tommy, I've got a honey for you tonight. Do something.
No, you do something, and we'll sit here and listen, C.C.
Where am I getting? There's the moon way up.
I can't wait until he comes down, darling.
Evening paper, please.
If he as much as looked at me, my dear, I'd blush all over.
Yeah, when you finish, could you give me a paper?
Darling, darling, I'll die if I don't get his autograph.
I'd die if I don't get a paper.
I was talking to my friend, the taxi.
You know, those two girls are making me waxy. Hello, hello.
Oh, I say, oh, that's not fair.
What? As much as that? Well, why pick on me? Oh, well, it can't be helped. I've just won 10,000 quid on a horse.
Boss?
Yes?
There's a strange-looking man with a spade and fur collar.
Spade and fur collar? Well, perhaps it's Mr. Middleton going to a christening. Does he want a room or an allotment?
He says he's looking for dig.
Ah, that's what the spade's for. Well, I'll attend to him. Good morning, sir.
Have you a cozy bed-sitting room to let?
Excuse me, sir, but I presume by that vacant look in your eyes that you're an actor.
I'm a humble member of that noble profession, sir.
Get the bird, Sam.
What are your charges?
Well, here's the tariff. It says bed and breakfast 7 and 6, breakfast and bed 6 and 7, bed and no breakfast... Bed and no breakfast 1 and 2, breakfast and no bed 3 and 4. Pressed beef, ham and trousers free of charge. Fish and chips served in pillow slip portions. Door thrown open and vinegar thrown in. Well, that's fair enough.
Are the beds comfortable?
My dear sir, they are so full of down you can't get up. Hello? Hello? What's that? The man in number 15's found a horse in his bed? Well, he must be the nightmare, isn't it? Just sign here, sir, will you? What initials? I seem to know that writing. aren't you Walter Wetwhite, the famous imitator?
At your service, sir.
Well, you're just the man I want. Now, we're getting a bit short of food. Can you give me an imitation of a hen laying an egg?
Oh, certainly, sir.
Blimey, it's a duck egg. Marvelous. Lovely duck egg. Now, now do a pig.
Pig. A pig, sir?
Yes. This man's a genius. Ring up Jerry Cohen. Listen, can you do bacon and eggs? Bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs, certainly, sir. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
Why, it actually smells like it. Get a knife and fork, Sam. Oh, this is delicious, Mr. Wetwhite. Davey, why don't you do one for yourself?
My dear sir, I'm a vegetarian.
Well, you've come to the wrong place. Thanks for the eggs and bacon, though. Very nice.
Thank you, sir.
Lovely stuff.
Oi.
Hello.
What about these here instruments? I hear a band playing about somewhere.
Sam, tell Charlie. Silver prize band this time.
I get you, boss.
What about this band?
Oh, that band. Yeah. Oh, that's the one that plays in bandstand. You've heard it on the air.
I'd like to see it.
You
see?
Well, it's playing in our winter gardens, D. Listen... Get your hot water bottle now and just step this way through the aquarium.
Water? No, I'm in aquarium. What do you want this for?
Oh, it's one of my bright ideas. Fresh fish while you wait.
Why, all the tanks is empty.
I know, they've gone across the road for the swimming lesson.
Oh? Well, there's one left behind with goggles on.
Oh.
Hello, Tommy, old boy.
Good Lord, it's Leslie Hensch. What are you doing in that water?
Well, old boy... Tonight's the night.
Well, don't forget the revival, Les. Don't forget the revival.
Did you say diver, sir?
No, I thought you'd married a mermaid. Or is that just an old wife's tale?
Yes, sir. And I'd like to start work again, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, your terms are too high. 20 bubbles a week's too much, you know.
Well, in that case, I'm going down now, sir.
Well, come up and see me sometime. Nice chap there. Nice fella. I wonder if I could use him in my revival of Mariah Mermaid or The Murder in the Red Barnacle.
What about this silver prize band, see?
Well, they're playing in here, see? I mean, listen.
Tapas record.
Twist me once.
Bust.
Crikey. Crikey, here's the boss. Get cracking, boy.
Oh,
You've been listening to the overture from Pontoon. Are those your instruments?
No, me, no. Our instruments couldn't make sounds like that there.
Oh.
Oi, what's that?
Oh, that's Mark Amberg. He always tunes the piano this time on Thursdays.
For the blackboard night has flown. Come into the garden, lad. I am here by the goat alone. I am here by the goat alone.
Now, seeing Nanny doesn't live here anymore. What's the meaning of this?
Mr. Angelini, as your floor manager, I'm practicing for your flower show. Did you not know that I was a tanner?
A tanner? Tanner? Well, I'll toss you up and see if you come down head. You come down tails.
Oh, Mr. Randall, I'm cut to the quack.
The quack?
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, 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 quack. Thank you, Mr. Whack, Quack White. Now, what else can I do?
Can I do your nails, sir?
Well, if he doesn't guess it by fanlight.
Mr. Ansley, once and for all, you must remove that Signor Soso. I can't abide him nohow.
No, 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 Mrs. Mop, calm yourself. Your beads are bursting off your bodies like bits of shrapnel.
Floor manager, indeed. He won't manage me.
But I thought you and Soso were kind of...
No, sir. He's that rude. In fact, he's a rude old Valentino.
Well, he's certainly sunburnt where he chose.
That's him all over. He won't pinch my perks again.
I should think, Mop. Now, don't take on so, Mrs. Mop. I brought this for you.
Oh, isn't that nice of you? What is it, sir?
It's Raymond Glendenning's moustache cup.
Oh, thank you, sir. DTFN.
DSYG.
What's that, sir?
Don't show your garters. Well, now the coast cleared, I'll get my band to play in the Louis Carter suite.
Boy, Henley,
yes?
I know your little game. I just see the band going into the lounge.
Oh, yes, that's Benson's orchestra. They all swing together like the ivy. Listen.
One, two.
Hello, hello.
Really?
Oh, that's terrific. You don't say. What a bit of luck, eh? Oh, dear, this'll kill me. Sal? Sam, you remember that £10,000 I won just now?
Sure, boss.
I've just lost it.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley in It's That Man Again with Jack Trey. And Sidney Keith, Dino Galvani, Horace Percival, Fred Yule, Bill Stevens, Dorothy Summers, Bill Lennox, Paula Green, and Peter Acaster and the Jazz Tickler. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Charles Shadwell. The show was written by Ted Kavanagh and produced by Francis Worsley.